KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fog here in Atlantic, and it's currently 20 degrees. Visibility is about 1 mile outside of our studios. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for parts of western Iowa, including Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Montgomery, Mills, Fremont, and Page counties. Visibilities along Interstate 80 from about Casey into the Omaha metro area will also be impacted, and visibilities will be typically about a mile or two with dense fog in spots and dipping down to about a quarter mile or so visibility. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Well, the City of Atlantic's Parks and Recreation Department has received a donation of hockey gear from a youth hockey organization in Illinois. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen told the Parks Board Monday night that the Chicago Jets Hockey Club donated the gear.
The organization in Chicago donated this to the Parks and Rec. We didn't have to pay for anything. So there's a bunch of hockey gear in there, hockey pucks, sticks, and then there were soccer goals that the Soccer Association was going to throw away that we commandeered and we will have out there now. So we'll have two goals that can be hockey nets out there. We'll have this that can offer, there's skates in there as well, so we can add that to the skates that we have for people to use. So then right now we're just waiting on winter temperatures to freeze the ice.
The Jets Hockey Club, he said, will donate additional hockey sticks this coming spring. Parks and Rec Board signed a letter and card of thanks for the generous donations. Another donation for the Parks and Rec Department, this one in the form of cash, came from Bryant's dad, Brad Rasmussen.
This is a combination of donations given to my wife for her birthday through this birthday club. It's also a donation of Bryant and I and another neighbor went and decorated a special tree for a lady, and she was very appreciative, so she thought we needed to be paid, and we said we didn't. And then some of this is from the book that I have written, and the proceeds go to the park. So here is $350.
In other business, the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board approved the purchase of a snow plow blade for the department's half-ton pickup. The basic blade with inside controls will allow employees to stay warm in their truck while at the same time clearing the Bull Creek pathway in the Schulberg Recreation Area.
There were several times last year where, with the equipment that we had, we weren't able to get through it, and then we were stuck out there sometimes, and we don't have a cab on any of our tractors or anything like that. So instead of buying a whole new tractor with a cab, it's probably just easier for us to buy a plow for the front of our truck.
Yeah. Any price, any of them?
Some new ones are a little over $1,000, and we don't need anything fancy.
Speaking of the Schulberg Recreation Area, Rasmussen said the porta potties have finally been removed. A waterless wet restroom is still open, and the bathhouse will reopen during the warmer weather. He said also the park's foreman, Kyle Welter, has been busy creating 10 raised garden beds for installation this spring at the Millette Park on East 3rd Street Place. One of those beds will likely be maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. The others will be open on a first-come, first-served basis. And they will eventually be filled once they're installed with mulch and topsoil in preparation for planting. And Rasmussen said they're finalizing a New Year's resolution park challenge. He says that there are so many things that our parks offer in this park system, and the challenge will incorporate 25 things that people can do or find at the park, almost like a scavenger hunt. When all the elements are collected or recorded, parks users would be eligible for $25 in chamber bucks. Additional details are forthcoming on that challenge. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man on possession of drug paraphernalia charges Monday following an incident at a residence in the 1800 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak. 34-year-old Randon Phelps of Red Oak was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where his cash bond was set at $300. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 8 arrests had taken place since December 3rd. On Monday, deputies arrested 41-year-old Tobin Lee Jensen of Atlantic for driving while revoked. He remains held in the Cass County Jail at last report on $1,000 bond. There were 3 people arrested December 13th. 33-year-old Tony Mack of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. 57-year-old Donald Gene Ventiker of Glidden was arrested for possession of meth, third offense, a felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And the 53-year-old Nicole Wubker of Cumberland was arrested December 13th on charges of possession of meth, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She remains held on a $2,300 bond. On December 10th, 25-year-old Bryant Mitchell of Wyota was arrested on sheriff's warrants for two charges of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, both felonies. He was released the following day on $10,000 bond. You can read more on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Nelda June Ruhr, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Nelda Ruhr will be held today at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Ella Newberg, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Ruth Newberg will be today at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Judy Simpson, age 84, of Exira, died December 11th. Funeral services for Judy Simpson will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Janice Weiss, age 83, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home. A massive Christian burial for Janice Weiss will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Heather Kuzel, age 40, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Heather Kuzel will be Wednesday at 2:30 at the IKM Manning School in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mark Weedy, age 51, of Audubon, died December 6th. Funeral services for Mark Weedy will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Wilma Wyrick, age 94, of Oakland, a former longtime Lewis resident, died Saturday. Funeral services for Wilma Wyrick will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Lewis Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patty Murphy, age 60, of Casey, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Patty Murphy will be held December 28th from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart Depot in Stewart. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning has the arrangements. Rick Anderson, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Clarkson Tower in Omaha. A celebration of life service for Rick Anderson will be held at a later date. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Richard Charles, age 58, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Cremation will take place and no services are scheduled at this time for Richard Charles. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.